The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, or good day from Redwood City, Insight Meditation Center. So, and thank you for being part of this. I appreciate it very much, coming here and in a certain way kind of sitting in the middle, in the midst of all of you. So, because Buddhism, to the degree to which Buddhism or meditation, mindfulness, is associated with values of peace, of non-harming, of a certain kind of modesty and non-greed, non-hatred, it's very easy in that process to feel that one should diminish oneself to the degree to which there's letting go of attachments, and one of the primary attachments is to self. There can be the idea that somehow we should be self-effacing, kind of diminishing ourselves, kind of like we don't count, or just let go of our own needs or situations, or somehow consider ourselves unimportant. Maybe. But in fact, it's true that Buddhism has a lot to do with letting go of attachment to self, letting go of conceit and arrogance is a big part of it. And there's also a coming into or merging into a kind of personal strength, a certain kind of some people say unshakable confidence that we can take our stand, we can be here in a clear, upright, full way as if we count, as if we are allowed to be strong, and in that strength to not be arrogant, in that strength to not cause harm, or in that strength not to be, you know, not to cause harm in the world, or to hold ourselves in a way that, any kind of way that diminishes other people. But still, to be there with strength. And some people might say with power. Some people might say use the word confidence. Some people might use this idea of we're allowed to be here in a very stable, clear, upright kind of way here. So in this meditation that we do today, I'd like to try to evoke this for you as a support for your meditation practice. And maybe some of the words that I use will not work for some of you. And one of the arts of guided meditations is if some word that's being used is not quite right for you, you might try rewording it and see what word might, a similar word might work for you. Or you might consider that maybe in general circumstances this word doesn't, this concept doesn't work for you. But that there might be one or two times in your life where this it is relevant, it is important. And so to kind of use that situation as a reference for what the meditation is about. So assuming a posture for meditation, and whatever posture it is, probably most of you are sitting, a few might be standing, a few might be lying down. And there might be some of you also who are maybe doing this walking, maybe walking back and forth in your room as you listen. Whatever posture you have, to enter into it with the idea that you're going to have a posture that has room for your confidence, even if you don't know you're confident yet. You create that, so maybe sitting up a little straighter than you normally would. Maybe rolling your shoulders back a little bit. Maybe letting your chest be a little bit more open and expanded. And then feeling the base, wherever your where your weight of your body touches your mat, your chair, your bed, the floor. See if you can feel a solid stability there as your weight of the body comes into contact with what is supporting your weight. Feeling the support, the stability. And perhaps that support or stability for some of you can be a source of something comparable to confidence. Something that's going to hold your confidence or from which confidence can arise. Gently close your eyes. And in a moment to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, as we often do. But see if you can let the deeper breaths, three quarters full, not a strain to breathe, just deeper breath, be breathing with confidence, with a kind of intentionality, volition, that you're really behind it and really this is breathing confidently. Breathing in deeply and then letting go of it all as you exhale. Maybe a long exhale. Softening, relaxing the body. Breathing in confidently and exhaling, letting go into embodied strength, embodied confidence. And to then let your breathing return to normal. And take a few moments finding where in your body, what parts, what area of your body do you most associate with your strength, personal strength or confidence? If you are going to do something with some strength or real confidence, dedication, is there some place where you would feel that strength or that confidence in your chest or your belly, hands or the feet? In the spine, could be anywhere. And if you have such a place that you associate with personal strength or confidence, breathe with it. Let your breathing kind of move through it, accompany it. As if gently, calmly, breathing is aligning itself with that confidence. Breathing is carrying that strength, spreading it through the body. Gently let your inhales arise from your confidence and your strength. And on the exhale, let go of your thoughts. Let go of reactions. Let go of self-preoccupation. Let go of ways in which you are measuring yourself or judging yourself. Letting there be inner strength, confidence as you breathe in, and as you exhale, let go and let go into that confidence. A confidence that reassures the mind. It doesn't need to think about things, figure things out. It doesn't need to be involved in self-concern, self-preoccupation. Confident to be here now in this lived experience. And might there be for you a calm confidence, a confident calm, where some subtleness or calmness coexists with strength, a strength which is not asserting anything, a strength which is not calling attention to itself, but is a embodied strength, that offers confidence to being present here and now, maybe present through the body, that offers confidence about the value of being aware, being present to the experience here and now. Feeling for a moment or two whatever degree of embodied confidence or strength, that's stability that's here. And staying somehow resting in that, turn your mind's eye outward to the people in your life, in your communities, the world of neighbors and colleagues and people of your town, your city, your region. People you know and don't know. And with that confidence, that strength, gaze upon them kindly. Gaze upon the world with goodwill and friendliness. Ready to attend to others, aware of them and their conditions, their situation, where your inner strength is not directed towards conceit of your own, but to care of self and others. May this practice that we do free us from conceit and liberate a confidence that allows us to meet the world with goodwill, with care. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.